Today's daf is daf Lamed Beis, and we begin today a new perek. Fine thunder, heleke perek shvi. Elu ne'amorim b'cholashon. Following things can be said in any language and do not have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Parashat Sota. Those things that the Kohen says to the Sota, where it says after Vishbeota Kohen, V'yamar la'isha, im lo shaka v'ishitak, and so on. Those words can be translated into another language and does not have to be said exactly as it is said over here. Now, there are things, in fact, that do, including what the Yavama says, and I would have thought, indeed, that that serves as the model. We would learn it out from there, even as a Kavachomer. And we'll see from the Pasuk that that's not the case. The other thing that can be said in any language is vidui ma'aser. Now, the vidui ma'aser is a mitzvah to say over at the Pesach of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, which is the end of 3 years, 2 years of Ma'aser Sheni and 1 year of Ma'aser Ani, plus the other Matanis, of course. And after those years, you make sure that everything is given to whomever it's supposed to be given, and then you say the vidui, the arti HaKodesh Menabayit, and so on and so forth. Those words can be said in any language. We don't have to say it necessarily in the language in which it's written, in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, Kriyat Shema, Tefillah, Birkat HaMazon, Shvat HaEdut, the saying over of Kriyat Shema, the saying over of Tefillah, benching, and the Shvat HaEdut, where a person asks a friend to come and to testify for him about a particular monetary issue, and that guy swears that he does not know any testimony, he couldn't offer any testimony, which is not the case. In that case, he has to bring a korban or lavi or aid, and that shvua that he says that's mechayiv in that korban can be said in any language, not only in Lashon HaKodesh. And shvuat ha-pikadon, where someone asks for money that is owed for him, and the person that is being asked swears that he doesn't owe that money. And in that case, he has to bring the korban asham gzelot, and there the shvua can be said in any language, although in the Torah it may. We may talk about it in Lashon HaKodesh. Ve'elu ne'amorim b'Lashon HaKodesh. Now the following things are said only b'Lashon HaKodesh, and we'll see each one of them has something in the pasuk that teaches us that there we must say it as it's written. Mikra bikurim, which is the arami of Vedavi, which the person says when he brings bikurim. Ve'chalitza, all of the things back and forth that is said during the chalitza ceremony. So those things must all, that's the, she says, me ain't yabmi, lakim lachiv shem bi Israel, lo ava yabmi, and he says, lo chafatzi lekachta, and she says, kacha yaseh li shesher lo yivnet bet achiv, where she spits. All of those things need to be said, b'lashon HaKodesh. The brachot uklalot, those brachot uklalot that were said, Bahar Grizim and Bahar Ebal, those needed to be said, dafka in Lashon HaKodesh, as they were given in the Torah. And we're going to get into more detail on this in a moment. The Birkat Kohanim, which is the Yivorech HaShem Yishmerecha, the Birkat Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, which afterwards he was carried the Torah and says over, he says 8 brachot on that Kriya. I'm going to be reading about that in the coming Mishnayot. And the bracha, the Parashat HaMelech, which is the Hakel, which the Melech reads now at the end of the 7 years of Shemitah. So that too has to be said, B'Lashon HaKodesh, U'Parashat Egla HaRufa, what does the Kenim, the Kohanim say after someone is found murdered and it's not known who was the murderer? We measure the cities. And the one which is closest comes out with representatives of the Beit in Yerushalayim, and then it says, V'yanu v'yamru yadiru lo shafchu et adam hazeh, that we didn't spill this blood, and we didn't see and know about it. Those words have to be said dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. U'mashuach milchama v'sha'at sh'medaber imah ela'am. Those things that the Kohen, the special Kohen, with Pinchas was the model for that Kohen, that speaks to the people, and informs them of the dinim of who's supposed to go out, who's not supposed to go out, the milchama, who excuses from the war anyone who isn't feeling that he can control his fear, and so on. Now, that individual is called the Meshur of Milchama. He has very special dinim among the Kohanim, similar to a Kohen Gadol in many ways. And that Meshur of Milchama, when he gives over his message which the Torah says, Yishma Yisrael, Atem Krivim Hayom LeMilchama Aloivechem, Ayerach Levavchem, that whole speech has to be said dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, the Mishnah wants to go back and show us each one of these things from the Torah. How do we know? So let us now start. Mikra Bikurim Keta. What exactly is the Mikra Bikurim, and where is it learned from? And the fact is that this introduces, from this point on, the inyanim of the rest of the Masechet. So we're going to be going through all of the things that were mentioned in this Mishnah, and we're going to expand upon them, and that will conclude Masechet Sotah. So when we start with Mikra Bikurim, what are we referring to? Ketzad, and how do we know that has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh? Well, it says, Ve'anita ve'amart lefnei Hashem elokech arami oved avi. Ulahalan, and by Har Grizim and Har Eival, the brachot ve'klalot that we said needed to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, it also says, Ve'omer ve'anu halavi'im v'amru. So in both cases we find Lashon of One. Since Aniyah is said in both of them, Ma'lahalan, Lashon HaKodesh, just like the brachot and klalot that are said on Agrizim and Harival must be said in Lashon HaKodesh, as the Gemara will show us, Afkan, so to this Parashat Bikurim, have to be said Lashon HaKodesh. What was the next case that we had? Chalitza. Chalitza Ketza, how do we know that it has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh? Well, it says Va'anta Va'amra. And the halan and the brachot of klavot and agrizim and harival, it also says, va'anu halavim v'yomru. So once again, we use aniyah as the source of the gzera shava, mal halan b'lashon hakodesh, afkan b'lashon hakodesh. Rabbi Yudah says you don't have to learn that out from gzera shava at all, because the pasuk itself makes it quite clear that in chalitz you have to say it exactly as written, because it says, v'yanta v'yamna kacha, we're dashing that. Not that she says, quote, kacha yase, but she shall answer precisely as follows, kacha. In other words, achitomar b'lashon hazeh, she has to say it in this exact lashon, which means that it would be written, that it would be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Brachot uklalot, nahar grizim and hariba. Ketza. Where do we know that from? And how was it done? Kivan shavru Yisrael at Yarden. When Klal Yisrael came in to Eretz Yisrael with Yehoshua, Uvo al Hagrizim al Harayval Shebeshomron b'Shebetzat Shchem Shebeitzal Eloneiman More, and they came to the two mountains Hagrizim and Harayval that are in the Shomron near Shchem, which are near Elonei More. Shneimar does after all say v'natata tabracha l'agrizim v'daklala l'harival Elohim abeiver ayarden etzel el nemore ulahalanu omer v'yavor Avram ba'aretz ad mekom Shchem ad elon more. So that means that the elon more that is said here is a reference to the elon more that is said by Avram Avinu, and so just like the elon more by Avram is Shchem, af elon more amur kan. In this segula, the brachot v'klalot is Shchem. And how is it done? Shisha shvatim alu l'rosh ha'grizim, v'shisha shvatim alu l'rosh ha'rival. So six of the 12 shvatim going up to ha'grizim, six of the 12 shvatim going up to ha'rival. V'kohanim v'alaviyim v'aharon ombim l'mata v'emtza. And then Shevet Levi, together with the Kohanim and the Aron HaBris, they were all in the middle, and they were in the valley. Kohanim mekifim et Aaron, v'Leviim et Kohanim. So you had the Kohanim around the Aaron, the Leviim around the Kohanim, v'chol Yisrael mikan v'kan, and all of Klal Yisrael encamped on the mountains to either side. So they actually were, according to some of the Rishonim, not mamish on the top of the mountains, but were rather arranged up the edges, sort of like tiered on the mountain, but closer to the bottom so that they would be able to clearly hear what it was that was being said to them. Shneemar, v'chol Yisrael zkenav v'shotrav, all of the nation, all of its zkenim, and the shotrim, actually is what it says, not shotrav, v'shoftav, omdim mizeh mizeh la'aron, and they stood on either side of the Aron, havchu p'neim klapei hagrizim. So the Levium turned towards her, Grisim. Upatchu bivracha, baruch eish asher lo yaseh pes l'matzicha, for instance. Ve'elu, ve'elu, those are on both sides, would immediately onim amen. They would answer amen to the bracha. Now it's true that in the Torah, only the klalot are mentioned. However, the Levium would say first, on each klala, the lashon, the appropriate lashon of bracha, for the kiyam of these mitzvahs. Then, avchu p'neim klapei har eval, and then they said the same thing, upatchu b'klala, harura isha sheyase pesel masecha, which is the lashon of the pasuk, actually. And even though it says in the Torah, Ela yamdu levarecha ta'am al har grizim, and so on and so forth, it doesn't mean that they were the ones who would literally be the mevorchim, or Elu would be the omdim to be mekalalim. The Levim that were between them would turn towards those respective ones in saying the bracha, and to the other respective ones in saying the klala. And at that point, when they said the klala, so then Elu ve'elu, both sides, both the Har Grizim Barocha side and the Har Eval Klala side, would both say Amen. And they would keep doing this, Achigamrim Brachot Uklalot, all of the Brachot Uklalot needed to be finished in this fashion. V'achakach evio et avanim, and after that they bring the stones, which had been taken from the Nahar Yarden, in order to be able to do the mitzvahs that were said to do with the stones, as we'll see, to build the Mizbeach and Harival, and to write Kol Divrei Torah Be'eretev, whatever that means, which we'll define. And then move on with the Mizbeach, indeed, they built it, v'sadu v'sid, covered it over with lime, whitewash, v'katfu alav, et kol divrei HaTorah b'shivim lashon. And then on the Mizbeach itself, they would write the all the words of the Torah. And then they would, we'll see later on in Machloket, whether they wrote it on the whitewash, or they actually written it under and then covered it with whitewash. This will be a machloket that we'll discuss and try to figure out what it could possibly mean to write something and then to whitewash it. And then they brought these avonim, uvonu et ha-mizbeach, sodu besid, v'katvu alav et kol divrei ha-Torah. They wrote all of the thing. According to Ramban, this means literally all of the Torah was written on it. And this was a miraculous type of ketivah, because it had to be written b'shivim lashon. It means that you had to write on 12 stones. Kol HaTorah Kula b'shivim lashon is not something that anybody, you and I know, would be able to do. And that would be the meaning, according to him, of Kol HaTorah. So this was b'shivim lashon. Shene'emar ba'er hetev, because it does say in the pasuk, it has to be written very clearly, ba'er hetev. And we learn from those extra words that we're talking about the Shivim Lashonos. It's very interesting gematria over here, which some bring for Be'er Hetev, that the Be'er Hetev is actually itself a strange type of gematria in which it keeps going down the backwards from Na Na Nachman. It goes Hetev, Het, He, He. And if you do that, it ends up equaling the Shivim. V'natlu et avanim, and then they took the avanim, in other words, they took apart the Mizbeach, and they brought, after bringing up all of the olot and shlamim that it says there that they needed to bring, it says, v'haleta alav olot, v'lakhu et avanav. So now you take those stones and you bring them somewhere else, where the mokum shialino, malayla, that night, the place where they would be. And that place, Vau, they came, that place was, Velono Bemekoma, in the place where they had been, which of course was Gilgal. And in Gilgal they were making those Avanim, and we will talk in the Gemara about what happened after that. And so, as we said in the Mishnah, the Gemara is concerned that Min Hastam, I would have learned out Parashat Sotah from other places like Yibum, where it has to be said Dafka Lashon HaKodesh. Therefore, we ask, Parashat Sotah Minolan. How indeed do we know that Parashat Sotah can be written in any language, can be said in any language? which means it should be said to her in the language that she understands. Bechaloshon, Shehu Omer, he can say it to her as it is in any language. Now, because we just learned that the woman should understand what the Kohen is saying to her, V'amarakin la'isha, we also get into the following brayta, in which Tana Rabbanan mashmin mota bechaloshon she'ishoma'at, whatever language she understands, that's the language that it should be said. And what needs to be told her is Alma Hishota, Uva Mehishota, Alma Nitmeit, Uba Mahi Nitmeit. Now we're going to explain those terms. Alma, for what is she drinking? Hishota. Aliskeki Nuivistira. She has to understand that the only reason that all of this is happening is the way that you yourself acted. You caused your Azatri Makana and then you were over on it. Uba Mahi Shota. That we point out to her that she's drinking it, but Mikidash al Cheres, and we tell her she should drink it in a klima'us so that she should feel that her behavior indeed is a klima'us, as we said earlier, disgusting thing. Alma nitmeit, that if indeed she was nitmeit, what brought her to such a stand? Aliske schok v'yaldut, the fact that she didn't take responsibility for her life and acted in ways in which things were kal, meaningless, laughter, and cool. And that way, we want other women to be able to learn from it so that it won't be a normal behavior. Continuing in the Brayta, Bamehi Nitveit means, does it mean we explain to her the din of the Mayim HaMa'orim that they will only be Bodeker if she was Nitmeit, the Mezid, and Beratzon. But if she was Beshoge, then it would be different. If it was Ba'onis, then it would be different. So we tell her that something, let's say somebody had told her that her husband died and she thought she wasn't an Eshetish. So then, and Achinami, the water would not be Bodeker. Why is it that we speak all of these details? Because in case she knows that she was Nitma, and she wonders why it was that she isn't dying from the water, we want her to understand that the water is not a response to the fact of her intercourse with another, but rather to the pritsut that led to the iser b'mezid on her part. Next thing we learned in the Mishnah was that vidui maaser is also said in any language. Minolan, dechtiv, v'amarta lifnei Hashem elokecha, b'yarti HaKodesh min habayit. So it says over here that the introduction is the lashon of amira. And this Amira, the Yalif, Amira Misota. Just in Sota, we also had exactly the same Lashon, which is V'yamar HaKohen La'isha. And we know that that means B'chol Lashon. So to V'yamarta is B'chol Lashon, which would mean that the Vidui Maaser can be said B'chol Lashon Shu Omer. Omalei V'zvid La'abaye, why should we learn from the Amira of Sota? Why don't we learn the Amira, which is Vidui Maaser, let us learn it out from Amira that is said by the Leviim, which were the Brachot and the Kolavot and Hagrizim and Harefo, where there too it says V'Amira, and we darshan over there that it means Dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh, and say Ma'ala Alam B'Lashon HaKodesh, Avkan B'Lashon HaKodesh. Answers Abaye. Donin Amira Gredata. In fact, Rashi actually has Omarle. So Donin Amira Gredata, where it just says Amira alone, we learn it out from Amira alone. But when it comes to the Parashat Halaviyim, it says Va'anu Halaviyim V'omru. By the Sota and by the Vidui Maaser, it says V'omarta Lifnei Hashem Lokecha. It says V'omarta by the case of the Kohen. V'amar HaKohen La'isha. Asha'enke, when it comes to Levim, it says, V'anu HaLevim V'omru. And that we do not learn, named Anu Namira. Gridata mi'aniya V'amira together. Tani Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Adam Omer Shivcho B'kol Namol, U'gnuto B'kol Ram. It is indeed appropriate for a person who is saying good things about himself not to speak too loudly. And when he's saying something that is wrong with himself, there it is indeed ra'ui that he should let people know that he is not valuable and he wants to change. Shivcho b'kol namov. That we learn from Vidui Ma'aser. Because over there we say, lo avarti mitzvotecha v'lo shachachti. So those are good things to be saying on your own. And therefore it doesn't say ania, because ania implies saying something that will be audible to others. Whereas gnuto b'kol ram, where do we learn out that you should say those things that are problematic about yourself or your background in a loud voice? That we learn from Nikra Bikurim, where it says Vanita Vyamarta Vnasha Melukecha Rami Ovidavi, and that's Gnut, because we are saying that our forefather Lavana Rami was a Rasha, and he was Bikesh Lakoratako, which is the partial meaning of the Arami Ovidavi. And you have to say that Vyanita. It says over there that you do need lifting up your voice, that's the lashon of Vyanita, to say it loudly. Says the Gemara, what? Gnuto b'kol ram? Do you indeed say things that are wrong with you in a loud voice? V'omer Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai, mipnei ma tiknut tefilah b'lachash? Why did Chazal make the takona? Just like we learn from Chana, kolalo yishama. There we learn the same halacha. So why is it that that becomes now the model indeed for tefillah? So speak without anyone being able to hear you. Because we didn't want there to be a tefillah would be said aloud, so that people who have done averes and want to be misvadet HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be able to do so with just whispering to them that only they can hear. Sharei lo chileka katuv makom ben chatat la'olah. You notice a very interesting thing, that the Torah was not koveya, a special place for korban chatas. It rather stresses that in the same place, makom, that you were shorche de olah, which is the tzafon of the azara, anywhere in the tzafon azara, it's kosher for nolah and kosher for chatas. And that's in order that people who see you bringing a korban shouldn't notice that you had to bring a korban chatas and that you were over in avera. So we see from here that the Torah thinks that it's important that a person shouldn't expose the fact that he had sinned. Says the Gemara, you're right. Lotem a genuto. It's not, indeed, not correct to say something that you did wrong. Ela emat sa'aro. Shimon bar Yochai was saying that a person should say the things that had pained him, he should say, b'kol ram, not the things that he had done wrong, b'kol ram, and that way everyone will hear, and there will be mispower. As it says, Arami Ovedavi, and that's supposed to be said, Ve'alita Ve'amarta, so he's saying over the Tzoros of Am Yisrael aloud, and that way people will be mis'erer to be mispower on it. And that way, Kedetanya, we learn from the Mitzorah, where the Torah says, V'tameh Tameh Yikra, that he should say aloud that he is Tameh, and that people should move out. But there's an inyan for people to know that a person is in pain so that they can pray for him. And that indeed serves as a model that anybody that has had some adversity or some pain happen to him, that person should let people know so that they could be mavakish rachamim for him. So even though the tzarot that happened in the time of Lavan had already happened, so what would be the point, says the Marsha? So the Marsha says, well, it would be in order that people should be mispalel, that it shouldn't happen again, maybe. He's not too happy with his answer. But the truth is, of course, that that is a model. We learn from there, b'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloteinu. So becoming aware, the more aware we are of the pain of Yisrael, the more we come to recognize the overall matzav of Yisrael in the world, and come therefore to be mispalel for it. Gufa Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Mipnei Matik Nut Tefila Belacha Shelo Levayish Et Ovrei Avera Sharei Lo Chalak Hakatuv Makom Ben Chatat Lo'olah. So we said before that according to Shimon Bar Yochai, we learn from the very fact that the chatas and the olah are brought, the shchitas, in the same place, is gufa to hide the fact that someone is bringing maybe a korban chatas, and that is an indication to us that the Torah doesn't want people to suffer the embarrassment of others knowing that they had sinned. Has the Gemara of a law? Is that true, though, that there's no difference between the Mokum of the Chatas and the Mokum of the Ola? The Aika Domin? How about on the Mizbeach itself, where you're bringing the Domin? The din is that the Dam Chatas is always put Lamala, that's put on top, on the upper half of the Mizbeach, above the red line that separated the two halves, which is called the Chuta Sikra. And the Dam Ha'ola is put Lamata, is put underneath the Chuta Sikra. And therefore, everybody can see what it is that you've done wrong. There are other differences that not immediately bolate, but there are, of course, the difference of whether you put it on all four sides of the Mizbeach, as you do with the Chatas, and the putting it only on two sides at the very corners that splashes on either side, as you do with the Olah. But the truth is that the answer to the Gemara is applicable to both issues. Answers the Gemara Hata when it comes to the Hazaya. The only one who is aware of what's happening and who it's for is the Kohen. So the Kohen who the Yada, but otherwise it's not published. And so Bamela, there is no Busha in that case, because there the Kohen is, after all, that's his business. It's like going to the doctor. It's certainly not an exposure to the Rabbi. And in the other cases, everyone will know, says the Gemara. But wait a minute, there's also the fact that a Chatat is a female. So the Chatat is a Nekeva, and the Ola is a Zohar. So if they see a female, they will know that you're bringing a Korban Chatas. And says the Gemara, the genitals are not immediately visible. So the genitals of the Nekeva are covered by her tail, and therefore nobody puts into their mind that this is a Chatas. So the Gemara, it's all very nice if you're talking about a lamb. Well, you have a fat tail that covers the genitals, but how about a Zira? Well, you're bringing now a goat to a Chatas who doesn't have a fat tail. Michael Amema, over there it is visible. Says the Gemara, look, if he does that, he wants to bring a Seira to a Chatas, that's his own choice. I mean, so then he's causing the Busha for himself, because he always, there's never a case where he has to bring a Seira. The boy Leila Tuye Kafsa, he should have brought the Kevas, and instead he wants to bring a Seira, so that's his choice. Says the Gemara, but wait, there is one case where indeed you must bring a Seira, and that would be a Chatas of Avodas Kochavim. We're over there, Lo Sagi de Lav Sira. It's not going to be kosher unless it's a Sira. It says over there, Beferush, Eiz Bat Shnatal Chatat, Ma'ik Alameimar. What are you going to say over there? Says the Gemara, no, over there we do want him to be embarrassed. Hatam Nichsiv Anezel, let him go and be embarrassed as possible. Kechen in Chaperlai. There the Torah wants him to be embarrassed in order that he should be able to have a Makor of Kapora for the terrible Avera of Avodat Kochavim. The next case we had in the Mishnah was Kriyat Shema, that it too can be said in any language. Minolan. How do we know? B'tichtiv Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael means B'chol Lashon Shata Shomea. So if this is a language that you understand, it can be said in that language. Tanu Rabbanan. Kriyat Shema Kichtava, the Rebbe. Rebbe says that Kriyat Shema has to be read as it is written. It is written in Hebrew. B'chachamim Omrim, B'chol Lashon. My time in Rebbe, why does Rebbe say it has to be Dafka B'Lashon HaKadosh? Omar Kro, it says in the Torah, in Kriyat Shema itself, V'ahavtat Hashem Elokecha, V'ayu HaDevarim HaEle, which V'ayu means, B'havayatam Yehu. They must be. Be means existentially as defined. If this is the way they are, they cannot be changed. V'Rabbanan, on the other hand, Adoresh, Omar Kro, Shema, B'chol Lashon, Shata Shomea. The Torah says Shema in order for me to know that you'd be Yotze in any language. So then how do we explain the fact, according to Rabbanan, why does the Torah say Vahayu, which implies, as Rebbe said, that it must be as written? Ahu shelo yikren l'mafreya. That simply means that you can't read it from the end backwards to the beginning. Not to actually say the psukim backwards, or to say the words in the psukim backwards, and that we learn from to be as it was written. The Rebbe's, why doesn't Rebbe say that the value comes to tell me that, which is more fundamental? So Shaloya Kredel Mafreya Minola, he must have another source for that. What is his other source? Nafkalei mi devarim ha devarim. It would have been enough to say Vayu devarim ha'ela. What is it? Ha devarim ha'ela. To tell me that you cannot read it in the opposite order. Rabbanan, who said that that's not sufficient. Devarim ha devarim lo mashmalu. They don't consider that to be a significant addition. And that it's the norm to read that way. Ha devarim ha'ela. The Rebbe Nami Aktiv Shema, what are we going to do about the fact that according to Rebbe it's mashma, you could say it also in any lashon, and yet Rebbe says it has to be dafka mashon hakodesh? Ah, that says Rebbe Omi Boilei, lashmia lo zlocha mashat tamatzi mipicha. Then you have to make sure that you are able to hear what it is that you're saying and not just move your lips in a way that your ears can't pick it up. V'rabbonin, how about a v'rabbonin who learned that Shema comes to tell me that you could say it in any lashon? They indeed hold. Their shita indeed is that you do not need to hear it. And so Mamela, the Shema itself is more fundamentally becholashon shata shomea. Now, does this machloket itself come from a general machloket about the way that kolatarakula is to be understood? There is lema, shall we indeed conclude that Kasova Rebbe holds, apparently, that Kol HaTorah B'Cholashon Nimra, that it's a given, unless we say otherwise, that whatever it is that we're supposed to say, and we're going to read in the Beit HaKnesset the Torah, that can be said in any way at all. It's interesting that Rashi says it's talking, referring specifically to Kriyat HaTorah. And of course, everybody asks, what do you mean Kriyat HaTorah? Kriyat HaTorah is not a Dioraita. The question over here in our Gemara, as we're going to see, is how to assume the Torah's mitzvot are evolve. So the answer that, well, maybe it's referring to Parshat Zachor, Parshat Parah, which is, of course, very dachuk. The other way of understanding is when the Gemara says that the Kol HaTorah B'Kol HaLashon Nimra, and Rashi is talking about Kriya, that it's referring to those things, this other Rosh learns, those things indeed, like Vidui Meiser, Chalitza, not referring to Beit HaKnesset. But the truth is that the way in which we would read in the Beit HaKnesset would be the immediate impact of this issue. With all of those cases, we have specific psukim. But what is the norm? When the Torah, when we're meant to read the Torah, Rashi is saying, what does reading the Torah mean? Is the Lashon HaKodesh that which identifies it for us in this is the Torah, as we have to hear it, or is it the informational content, even though that's translated? So Mamela, the Kriya, would be the litmus test of such a thing, even though it's only Drabban. So therefore, apparently Rebbe holds, shall we say, that the given is that Torah is meant to be understood as its information, whatever language. The Isa Gadayra B'Lashon HaKodesh Nehem Rabbi is going to tell me that actually, no, it's a given that it should be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Why would we need to say Vahayu in this case? So Vahayu de Kadarachon Alomali, if you're saying it's a given that normally it's said in any, in Lashon HaKodesh, then Vahayu doesn't say anything new. Must be therefore that if it wouldn't have been for the Vahayu, I would have assumed that it said in English. And comes along Vahayu to say, no, in this case, it's existentially defined as Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Not necessarily. It could be that in general, the Torah indeed can only be said in Lashon HaKodesh, according to Rebbe. But we need, in this case, the Vahayu. Yitzrich mishum dechtiv shma. If it hadn't been for the Vahayu, I would have said that maybe the Chachamim are right. And then when it says shma, it means b'chol lashon shata shomea. Comes along the Torah to write Vahayu to make it very clear not to be darsh it that way. And, continues the Gemara, shall we indeed conclude that the Rabbanan's assumptive position would have been, Leima Kasavi Rabbanan Kol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon Kodesh Nemra, that actually the entire Torah was meant to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, because after all, Yisal Kedaita B'Chol Lashon, you're going to tell me that it's a given that the Torah is meant to be understood now in any language, why would I have to write over here Daf Kishma to tell me B'Chol Lashon Shata Shomea? Shema de Katav Rechman Alomali? Answers the Gemara, no. Because maybe in this case it's unique. Maybe perhaps normally down loch would be that kolatara kulas becholasha. But since over here it's true, we need to know Shema Mishum Dechti Vayu. Since it says Vayu, and I would have misunderstood Vayu to mean what Rabbi said, that it has to be Kavayatan in Lashon HaKodesh, Kamashvon Shema Becholashon Shata Shomea, and indeed now the Vayu comes to mean Shalo Yikra Lamafreya. Elu Ne'amorim Becholashon Parashat Sotah Vidui Maaser Kriyat Shema V'Tfila V'Birkat HaMazon V'Shvat HaEdut V'Shvat HaPikadon. ואלו נאמרים בלשון הקודש, מקרא ביקורים, חליצה, ברכות וכללות, ברכת כהנים, ברכת כהן גדול, פרשת המלך, פרשת עגלה ערופה, משוח מלחמה בשעה שמדבר על העם. מקרא ביקורים כיצד, וענית ואמרת לפני השם לוקח, ענו אמר וענו הלווים ואמרו, מה להלן בלשון הקודש, אף כאן בלשון הקודש, חליצה כיצד, וענתה ואמרה, להלן הוא אומר, וענו הלווים ואמרו, מה להלן בלשון הקודש, אף כאן בלשון הקודש. רבי יהודה אומר, וענתה ואמרה ככה, עד שתאמר בלשון הזה. ברכות וכללות קצה, כיוון שעברו ישראל את הירדן, ובואו על הר גריסים, על הר עיבל שבשומרון, שבצד שכם, שבצד אלון נאמרי, שנאמר ועל האלוהים, בא בעבר הירדן, ולהלן הוא אומר, ויעבור אברהם בארץ עד מקום שכם, עד אלון מורה, מה אלון מורה אמור להלן שכם? אף אלון מורה אמור כאן את הברכות וכללות שכם. שישה שבטים עלו לראש הגריזים, ושישה שבטים עלו לראש הריבל. הכהנים והלווים והארון עומדים למטה באמצע. הכהנים מקיפים את הארון, והלווים את הכהנים, וכל ישראל מכאן ומכאן, שם וכל ישראל זקנה ושוטריו, עכשיו שוטרים ושופטיו, עומדים מזה ומזה לארון. הפכו פניהם כלפי הר גריזים ופתחו בברכה. ברוך האיש אשר לא יעשה פסל ומסכה, ואלו ואלו עונים אמן. הפכו פניהם כלפי הר עיבל ופתחו בקולה, ארור האיש אשר יעשה פסל ומסכה, ואלו ואלו עונים אמן. עד שגומרים ברכות וכללות. אחר כך הביאו את האבנים ובנו את המזבח, וסדו בסיד, וכתבו עליו את כל דברי התורה בשבעים לשון, שנאמר בהר היטב. ונטלו את האבנים ובאו ולנו במקומן. פרשת סוטה מנהלן, דכתיב. יאמר הכהן לאישה בכל לשון שהוא אומר. תנו רבנו משמיעים אותה בכל לשון שהיא שומעת. על מה היא שותה ובמה היא שותה? על מה נטמאת ובמה היא נטמאת? על מה היא שותה לזקי כינוי וסתירה? ובמה היא שותה במקידה של חרס? על מה נטמאת לזקי שחוק וילדות? ובמה היא נטמאת בשוגג, במזיד, באונס או ברצון? וכל כך למה שלא להוציא לזה למים המרים? וידוי מעשר מן הלן, דכתיב. אמרת לפני השם אלוקיך, ביארתי הקודש מן הבית, ויאליף אמירה מסוטה. בכל לשון, שאומר, אמר לבזבי לבית, ולאליף אמירה מלווים. מה עליו בלשון הקודש, אף גם לשון הקודש? נעד, אני נמיר גרידתה, מי אמיר גרידתה? אם דני נמיר גרידתה מענייה ואמירה, תנו רבי שמעון בר יוחאי אומר, אדם אומר שבחו בקול נמוך וגנותו בקול רם. שבחו בקול נמוך מן וידוי מעשר, גנותו בקול רם. מי מקרא ביקורים, גנותו בקול רם. אומר רבי יוחנן ושום נשים בר יוחאי, מפני מה תקנו תפילה בלחש, כדי שלא לבייש את עוברי עבירה. And the proof is, שהרי לא חלק הכתוב מקום בין חטאת לעולה. לא תמה גנותו, אמה צערו. כי תניא תמי תמי יקרא, צריך להודיע צערו לרבים, ורבים מבקשים עליו רחמים. וכל מי שירא בו דבר צריך להודיע לרבים, ורבים מבקשים עליו רחמים. גופה. אומר רבי יוחנן משום רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, מפני מה תקנו תפילה בלחש, שלא לבייש את עוברי עבירה, שהרי לא חלק הכתוב מקום בין חטאת לעולה, ולא, ויקר דמים, דם חטאת למעלה ודם עולה למטה, ואתם כהן עוד יודע, ויקר חטאת נקבה, עולה, אין זכר, חטאת איזה נקבה, עולה, זכה, ואתה מכסי בעלי, נעצור נהיה כבשה, ואולי בעל הסעיר, מה יקרה למימן? אתה מי ידוקה, מי יחזיב נפשי, ואי אני ברינג הכבשה, בואי לא יעשו להתויה הכבשה, כמה הייתי סעירה? אולי בעל חטאת עבודת כוכבים, תלסגי דלב סעירה, מה יקרה למימן? אתה, on the contrary, נכסה ונעיזו, ככה נחפר לי, סעצר פי גברה, אז עבוד עזור. קריאת שמע מנולן, דכתיב שמע ישראל בכל לשון שאתה שומע. תנו רבנו קריאת שמע ככתבה, דברי רבי לשון הקודש. חכמים אומרים בכל לשון, my time in the Rebbe, Omer Kravayu, Bavayatanyu of Rabbanan, Omer Kashma, Becholoshon Shatashome, of Rabbanan, Name of Tivayu, who shall I crane Adam Afrea, the Rebbe shall I crane Afrea Menole, Nafklemi Devarim Hadavarim, Rabbanan, Devarim Hadavarim, Lo Mashmel of Rebbe Name of Tivshma, Omi Boyle, Lashmi, Alozan, Hamashatamotimi Picha. Rabbanan Savre La Kemandi Amar Kore Shema V'loish Milaz No Yatsa. Are we to say the Limek Asav Rebbe Kala Terba Kala Shon Shin Emra? These are Gleda Rebbe Shon HaKodesh Emra. So why do we need Vayu? The Kad Rachman Allah Malin? No. Yitzrif. Yishun Dechtiv Shema. And Lema that the Kasav Rabbanan Kala Terba Kula Bala Shon HaKodesh Emra. Because after all, it's Alka Daitach Bechola Shon Emra. So then Shema the Kad Rachman Azra is unnecessary. Lamali Yitzrif. Yishun Dechtiv Vayu.